I'm Dan Klufstad with Illinois News. Two Republican congressmen face tough re-election battles. Randy Hultgren from the Chicago suburbs faces Democrat Lauren Underwood. Rodney Davis's district stretches across much of central Illinois and into the Metro East. He faces Democrat Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan. Fundraising is a cause of concern for both incumbents. That's according to Kyle Kondik of the University of Virginia Center for Politics.
They're getting outraised by their opponents, which can sometimes be a warning sign in conjunction with other factors, including the national political environment, which I think is troublesome for Republicans.
Kondik says Davis and Hultgren still have more money overall than their opponents' campaign funds and are slightly favored to hang on to their seats in November. He rates two other Illinois contests featuring incumbent Republicans Mike Bost and Peter Roskam as toss-ups. In other news, Governor Bruce Rauner is at odds with immigrant advocacy groups. That's after using his veto pen on several measures designed to increase immigrant protections. Daisy Contreras has more.
One measure would have made public buildings like schools and state-funded clinics into so-called safe zones from immigration law enforcement. Another would have helped immigrants cooperating with police investigations speed up protected visas. Fred Sau with the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights says Rauner has shown sympathy in the past, but now
it's really frustrating to see him using anti-immigrant rhetoric and taking really harsh lines regarding immigrants and disrespecting their contributions to the community and to our state in issuing these vetoes.
Sau says at least one measure has veto-proof majority and will be brought up for an override in November. Rauner did sign into law a plan prohibiting the creation of a registry based on religion or national origin. The measure was in response to President Donald Trump's idea to create a so-called Muslim registry. I'm Daisy Contreras.
Legislation signed into law this month by Governor Rauner amended Illinois' Animal Control Act. Beginning in January, cat owners must vaccinate their cats for rabies and keep them updated from the age of 4 months. The second rabies shot must be done within 1 year of the first vaccination. As with dogs, counties will be required to issue a certificate and a rabies tag, which they will give to veterinarians to distribute. Whiteside County Health Administrator Beth Fiorini says the procedure for shots and registration will be the same as it is for dogs. I'm Dan Klufstad.
I'm Jennifer Fuller with this news. Two people are dead after a head-on crash between a semi and a motorcycle Saturday evening in Williamson County. State police say the initial investigation shows the motorcycle crossed the center line on Route 148 just south of Pigeon Creek Road, driving into the path of a northbound semi. Both the motorcycle's driver and passenger were killed in the crash, which shut down travel along Route 148 for nearly 6 hours. Names have not been released as the victims' families are still being notified. Investigators say they're continuing to look into the specifics of what caused the crash. NSIU professor will give an inaugural lecture at the University of Arkansas. Visiting Professor John Jackson of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute is an Arkansas native. He says he's honored to have been asked.
I've been invited to give the inaugural address at a new enterprise they have there called the National Lab for the Study of the College Presidency.
Jackson's lecture is called The Politics and Challenges of Higher Education Today.
I'm going to talk about that subject generically, and I'm also going to use SIU Carbondale as a case study.
Jackson's been conducting his own research about SIU as the 150th anniversary of the university approaches, much of which he hopes to turn into a lesson in his lecture on October 22nd. He has an academic career that spans 4 decades and a background in politics, both of which will be helpful in helping him discuss how politics and policy are affecting higher education. We're going to see a mostly sunny sky today, a high near 92 degrees with a heat index near 100. I'm Jennifer Fuller.